This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water. The cycle of supply and demand rules the dairy industry, but some farmers believe there has to be a better way. Hope Kerwin has more on a philosophical split among dairy farmers that could determine the future of the industry.
Like many commodity markets, dairy prices typically rise and fall on a three-year cycle. So when 2014 brought record high milk prices, no one was surprised the market crashed a year later. But dairy analyst Mark Stevenson from the University of Wisconsin-Madison says the industry has been caught off guard by the lack of improvement in prices since then.
There's just a lot of dairy product on the marketplace, and I don't see farmers cutting back very quickly unless prices really go south, and I don't expect that to happen either. So I just think that there's more like this longer, slow bleed this time.
If Wisconsin farmers want better prices, they need to tip the scales of supply and demand back into their favor. But producers don't agree which side of the equation they should focus on.
Well, I think the quick fix would be access to more markets and have some good export numbers happening.
Gordon Spears is a third-generation dairy farmer from Brilliant. He says farmers are constantly improving their cost of production and increasing the amount each cow can produce. That's why milk production has continued to grow around 2% each year, even with low prices. Spears says the industry's only option is to find new markets to keep up with this growth.
We're a victim of our own success. We're making more milk with less inputs, and we need to have a market for that. And export is an excellent opportunity to move those products.
As long as that market's there, there's that opportunity.
Darren Von Ruden is also a third-generation dairy farmer, but he thinks it's the supply side of the equation that's out of balance. Von Ruden says American producers need to stop trying to feed the world and instead focus on creating a more stable market here in the U.S.
You're seeing more and more countries being able to feed themselves rather than depending on the U.S. or another country for food. So if we don't understand that process ourselves as farmers, we're just going to keep overproducing for the needs of our own country, and then also not having that foreign market for our product.
Von Ruden says prices would be more stable if the industry had more control over how much milk is produced. And some farmer cooperatives are already doing this. Several Wisconsin co-ops have told members they'll only get a premium price for their average production level. Any milk beyond that would be sold at whatever price the co-op can get. Von Ruden says this system could guarantee farmers have steady prices from the domestic market while still selling extra milk to other countries. But Spears says holding back production is a lost opportunity.
Why would you not want to participate in these other markets and bring foreign money into our own country? We've got a hiccup going on right now for sure, but business is an organism, and organisms are either growing or they're dying.
Dairy analyst Mark Stevenson says a U.S.-centric dairy market would bring more stability for farmers, but it would also mean the industry needs to cut about 10% of the country's current milk production.
It would be a bloodbath getting there. I mean, think about just losing 10% of the dairy industry in a short period of time. Most of the time, we're talking about our prices moving a significant amount based on a 1% change.
Stevenson says the U.S. will likely remain a major exporter of dairy products, so the industry needs to better understand how much they can actually sell to other countries. And fast, because Stevenson says many farmers are taking on more debt while they wait for prices to improve.
That was WPR's Hope Kerwin, and now she's here to tell us more about what all of this means for another part of the dairy industry. Thanks for joining me, Hope.
Glad to be here.
So we heard about how there are differences of opinions on how to deal with milk prices and exports in the conventional dairy market. But does this impact the organic dairy industry at all?
Actually, it does. You know, I talked to someone from Organic Valley. They're one of the largest players in the organic dairy industry, and they're also right here in Wisconsin. And they said people in the organic industry really feel the fates of organic dairy and conventional dairy are tied together. Because when conventional milk prices drop, that creates a larger gap between prices for conventional dairy products and organic dairy products. And so because Americans, don't want to have to pay more for food, a lot of consumers will think twice before buying organics when conventional prices are really low. So we've definitely seen that pressure in the organic industry with conventional milk prices being so low.
And we've seen the organic dairy industry grow a lot in recent years. Have there been any recent changes in the industry that could really shape its path moving forward?
Yeah, there are definitely two big factors that are influencing the organic dairy industry right now. First, we're seeing more big multinational companies getting into the market. So earlier this year, French dairy company Danone, they acquired the American company WhiteWave, which has the organic dairy brand Horizon. And so to get approval for this acquisition, they had to sell off another of their organic dairy brands, Stonyfield. And they actually sold that to another French dairy company, Lactalis. So we're seeing a lot of these big multinational companies starting to get into the U.S. market. Now, there's also starting to be an oversupply of organic milk in the market for the first time. So around 3 years ago, organic dairy was in such high demand that a lot of companies like Organic Valley, for instance, they were recruiting farmers to make the transition from conventional dairy to organics. Now, that transition takes about 3 years, and so we're at that point where a lot of those producers are coming into the market, and with the addition of these big brands like Danone and Lactalis getting into the U.S. market, we're seeing this oversupply of milk for the first time in organics. It's definitely not as bad as conventional dairy right now, but it's having an impact on producers. And so, like the conventional dairy industry, organic producers are having to make some choices about, how they're going to start to deal with this oversupply. Organic Valley says they're looking at ways to manage milk production from their farmers, and they're also looking at managing how many farmers they're bringing into their cooperative. But they're also looking for ways to expand the market, just like conventional dairy. But unlike conventional dairy, they see the best potential for growth in domestics.
Hope Kerwin is WPR's reporter based in La Crosse. Hope, thanks for all your reporting on this.
Thank you.